听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Well friends, here's a question for you. Do you own a car? This month, Studio Classroom talks to expert Rod Cook about finding good deals, good mechanics, and good car care. Cook, a technical educator and master mechanic, currently owns and operates Cook's Garage and Cook Bus Lines in Ontario, Canada. Let's learn about finding a good used car after we look at the keyword mechanic. The word mechanic is found in our title, and its example sentence reads, I need to take my car to the mechanic. It is not working properly. Okay, let's start asking Mr. Cook some questions. Our first question begins on page 30. Please follow along in your magazines. Mechanics to the rescue. Everything you wanted to know about cars, but were afraid to ask. Used cars can be cheaper than new ones, but they can also be riskier. How do you know you are getting a good used car?
A lot of people check consumer guides that tell you which cars are built with quality and last well. Guides also list which car parts are good and which tend to fail. If you've got a mechanic that you trust, take the car to that mechanic. Pay him or her to look it over and check all the major components. That's always money well spent.
Hi friends, I'm Esther.
And I'm Chip, and thanks for joining us for this month's Ask the Expert article. This month we're talking to a mechanic. His name is Rod Cook, and he is a mechanic in Ontario, Canada. And now, mechanic, that's an important word for us to know, since we're interviewing one, right, Esther?
It sure is. Mechanics are people who are especially trained to work with cars and machines, and they will go to school or take courses, and they are professionals at fixing cars or different machines, and they know a lot about these machines.
Okay, and so this article, here we're talking to Rod, and hopefully we're going to find out everything we want to know about cars and fixing cars, but maybe we would have been afraid to ask some of these questions.
Now, Chip, I really enjoy these Ask the Expert articles because often we don't get a chance to ask these people questions we really want to ask. So this month, we're going to ask Rod 4 questions about buying cars, and I think he has a lot of good tips and good information for us. In fact, let's jump right into our first question. What's our first question?
Okay, well, he says, or Studio Classroom asks Rod, used cars can be cheaper than new ones, but used cars can also be a little bit riskier to buy. It can be a little risky buying a used car rather than a new car. So, Rod, how do you know that you are getting a good used car?
Well, this is a very important question because a lot of people now, they want to save money and they want to buy a used car. But again, a used car may be riskier. And if something is riskier, it means it is more risky or maybe it might be more dangerous. Who knows if the car has been in an accident? Who knows what the previous owner was like? And you really do want to find out more information. And maybe some cars don't last that long. So how do you know you're getting a good deal when you are trying to buy a used car?
Right, a used car can have many, many problems. And Rod Cook says that a lot of people, a lot of buyers, check consumer guides. Now, a consumer guide would be maybe a booklet or a magazine or maybe a website that helps the consumer, it helps the buyer know what a good car is and what types of cars are good to buy.
Now, this is a great tip. Chip, do you ever check consumer guides? I know I do. I like to go online when I buy things and check to see what people who have bought this thing or the thing I want to buy have said about the product.
Absolutely. Actually, the last car that I purchased, I made sure and that I checked the consumer guide to see if it was a good car in history and if it had a good reputation for lasting a long time and being able to drive it for many miles.
And the reason why Rod suggests that we check a consumer guide or ask people, because he says that they'll tell you which cars are built with quality, which cars are well built, and which cars last well, because not every car will last well after 3-5 years. And these guides are also important because they will list which car parts, so parts of the cars, are good and which tend to fail, which tend to not last very long.
And this was actually the consumer guide that I looked at helped me a lot because it said that the first things that would break down or fail on my car would be this thing. And sure enough, that was the thing that ended up failing first.
Now, we have another important tip is that you should take the used car that you want to buy to your mechanic. In fact, pay him or her money to look it over and check all the major components. This is very important. You want to check every component or every major component. And Chip, what's a component?
Well, a component is simply part of something. So a car would have many, many different components. A car is just one thing, but it's made up of many parts or components.
So don't feel like you want to save money on this part. Be sure you bring your car or the used car you want to buy to the mechanic so they can check it out. This money will be well spent.
And that's actually our grammar on the go sentence. So let's take a deeper look at that sentence with Liz, and then we'll visit the chat room and take a break.
Hi, friends. It's time for Grammar on the Go. My name is Liz, and I'm here at a car lot. Now, the cars here are new, and shopping for a car here is very different than shopping for a used car, which is what our article is all about. Speaking of our article, our grammar tip sentence is, that's always money well spent. Notice the phrase, well spent. It is an adjective phrase that describes money. When you have an adjective that combines well with a verb, you need to add a hyphen between the two words if this adjective appears before a noun. For example, he is a well-known speaker, or it is a well-written story. And if the adjective appears after the be verb, you would also need a hyphen. But after other verbs, it would not take a hyphen. For example, that is a job well-done, or it was a song well-played. One more thing. Going back to today's grammar tip sentence, that's always money well spent. This is actually a shorter way of saying that's always money that is well spent. But that is got taken out to simplify the sentence. So a job well done is actually a short way of saying a job that is well done. And a song well played is a short way of saying a song that is well played. If you'd like to see some more examples of how well could be used to make adjective phrases following a noun, then check out today's grammar tip section in your Studio Classroom magazine. That's it for today. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off. Bye-bye.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken, and I have Brandon with me today.
Hello, everyone. Hi, Ken.
Ken, it's good to be here today. What would you like to talk about?
Well, Brandon, I'm glad that today's lesson is about cars because that's one of my favorite subjects.
Well, our lesson today talks about taking care of cars.
Yes, and I noticed the phrase car care. So I suppose this is a common phrase used for taking care of cars?
Yes, Ken. This is a phrase that we use when we are talking about keeping our cars in good condition. But you know, we can apply care to many other places.
Really? Can you share some of those with us, Brandon?
Sure. One that comes to mind is hair care. This is the act of taking care of your hair. And another one is health care. This, of course, is taking care of your health. When people go to the doctor because they are sick, then they are trying to find out what the problem is so they can return to good health.
So these phrases with the word care in them have the idea of managing something or keeping something in a good condition.
That's right, Ken. We want to take care of what we have.
Care 有着照料保养的意思。Car care 就是汽车的保养。Hair care 是头发的保养。Health care 是健康的保养。Brandon, you just used the phrase take care of, and I know that means keeping something in good condition. But I've also heard people say take care at the end of a conversation with someone. What is the meaning in this case?
Ah, yes. Good question, Ken. This is an idiom that we sometimes say to someone just before we leave a place. It's kind of like saying goodbye or be safe. Other times, it could be used as a warning, as in, take care that you don't burn yourself when you're baking cookies. So, the meaning here is to be careful that you don't burn yourself.
Okay, good explanation, Brandon. Take care of something 是照料、照顾一样东西，但是把 of 拿掉 ,take care 是保重的意思。跟朋友说再见时，除了讲 goodbye, 也可以用 take care。Take care 呢也可以表示小心，比如说 take care that you don't catch a cold, 当心别感冒了。Are there any other uses of the word care?
There is one other usage that I would like to mention. The word care can refer to someone who has a worry or has some sort of difficult problem. For example, if I said that Bob lives his life like he doesn't have a care in the world,This just means that Bob seems to be a happy person and that he doesn't have any worries.
Care 也可以表示忧虑、烦恼。比如说 he doesn't have a care in the world. 他总是无忧无虑。
Well, we know that all of you will care to see what's up next on Studio Classroom. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment.
Welcome back, everybody. You may or may not own a car, but I think the rules and principles our expert Rod Cook is talking about apply to scooters and motorcycles as well, right? If you own a scooter or motorcycle, you need to bring it to a mechanic every now and then for some repairs or maintenance. Now, three words from the word bank that you need to know for this section. First, the noun license.Last Tuesday, Selena passed the test and received her driver's license. Next is the word technician. The technicians are trying to fix the plane's engines. Finally, the idiom word of mouth, as in news often travels by word of mouth. Okay, we're ready for the next question. How can you find a good mechanic? We'll pick up the reading on line 7 in the right-hand column.
Mechanics to the rescue. How can you find a good mechanic? In North America, mechanics have to get their Class A license. Getting the license requires about 9,000 hours of work as an apprentice, completion of college courses, and passing a written test. Having a license is one mark of a mechanic's ability. Dealerships often have factory-trained technicians. They tend to be well-trained, but they can also be pricey. You can also rely on word of mouth. If you've found a good mechanic, quite often you'll tell people.
Now our second question for Rod is, how can you find a good mechanic? This is such an important question, isn't it? How can we find a good mechanic?
That's right, and he answers from the North American perspective of the United States and Canada. He says that in North America, mechanics have to get their Class A license. Now, a license is something, maybe a piece of paper or maybe a small card that allows you to do something legally. So by law, you need a license in order to drive.
And there are many different kinds of licenses out there. A Class A license is a special type of license. This isn't the kind of license that you would get, say, just for driving a regular car. In fact, if you want to get a Class A license, and this is what mechanics mean, you have to go through a lot of work, don't you, Chip?
Absolutely. It says getting the license requires about 9,000 hours of work
Wow.
as an apprentice. So, yeah, it requires a lot of work time.
Now, an apprentice is a person who learns for someone who is more skilled. So they are a student and they are working to learn. And not only do they have to work as an apprentice for 9,000 hours, they also have to take some college courses and even pass the test. Wow, it seems like that's a lot of work to become a mechanic.
And really, this is just, as our article says, this is just one mark of a mechanic's ability, how much experience they've had and how many college courses they have had in preparation or in getting their Class A license.
And dealerships, or here we're talking about car dealerships, places where you will find and buy these cars, they often have factory-trained technicians. Now, a technician is a person who has been trained with the technical skills, and these people are well-trained, but they can also be expensive.
Okay, so at these car dealerships or these places where a dealer will try to make a deal with you and sell you a car, these places often have factory-trained technicians. So these would be technicians, people with technical skill who have been trained by the factory. These are probably, yeah, as our article says, pretty pricey and, as you say, expensive.
Right, these are experts. And when we're talking about dealerships, there are dealerships that sell new cars, and there are also used car dealerships. So you can ask around people that they will tell you what mechanics are out there, what types of dealerships are out there. And when you do go to a dealership, you really have to try to negotiate because often the price that they will give you is kind of high, and you can try to make a good deal and maybe you can get the either new car or used car at a much cheaper and lower price.
And Rod gives us another tip on finding a good mechanic. He says that you can also rely on word of mouth. Now, when you rely on word of mouth, or the system of word of mouth is simply people telling each other in informal conversation. And I have learned about a lot of good places, good places to go, good things to see, simply on word of mouth.
It's true. I mean, we ask people, so do you know any good restaurant in this area? Or, I like your glasses. Where did you get your glasses? This is all by, we're asking people by word of mouth. So when we're looking for a mechanic, we can also ask people, can you tell me who you go to look for, who fixes your cars? And then they might tell us who is their mechanic or who they know is a good mechanic.
And they can also possibly, from their experience, tell you who is not a good mechanic. And so word of mouth, this kind of advertising is very important. So, well, we hope you've learned some things about mechanics and how to find a good mechanic, how to buy a used car today. Before we leave, we're going to visit a skit and see what's happening there.
Mechanics to the rescue! Can I help you?
Yes. I'm, wondering,
Let me guess. You have a question about cars, but you're afraid to ask.
Yes, you're right.
Well, I can tell you everything you want to know and more. Now, what's your question?
Should I buy a used car?
Yes, used cars are cheaper, but riskier.
Well, how do I know if I'm getting a good used car?
Well, check the consumer guides. Find out which cars are built with quality.
What about parts?
Consumer guides list parts that tend to be good.
Okay, before I buy a car, I'll buy a consumer guide.
Great, and when you find a car, take it to a mechanic.
Any mechanic?
One you can trust, like me.
Like you?
Yes, I'll check the major components. Trust me, it's money well spent.
But can I trust you?
I have a Class A license. I was an apprentice. I completed college courses and passed a written test.
The marks of a good mechanic. When I find a car, I'll bring it here.
Great. And tell your friends I rely on word of mouth.
All right. I will.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们来看 mechanic 这个名词。Mechanic 是指修理工或者是技工。例如 ,Greg is one of the top mechanics of this garage. Greg 是这家修车厂最好的技工之一。或者是 Ray works as an aircraft mechanic. Ray 的工作是飞机的维修人员。课文后面还提到Technician. Technician 就是指技师或者是技术员，他的技术就比 mechanic 还要高。继续我们看的是 component 这个名词， C-O-M 这个字首有一起的意思，所以 component 是指构成的零件或者是元素。例如 These second-hand computer components are still usable. 这些二手的电脑零件还可以使用。或者是 vegetables and fruits are important components of a healthy diet. 蔬菜和水果是健康的饮食重要的元素。最后我们看的是 apprentice 这个名词。Apprentice 是指学徒或见习生。例如 Charlie was a carpenter's apprentice for several years before he became a real carpenter. Charlie 在成为正式的木匠前当了几年的学徒了。或者是 most Chores and hard work were done by the apprentices. 所有例行的工作或者是粗活大都是由实习生来完成。And I guess that's all the time we have for today. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Mechanics to the rescue. Everything you wanted to know about cars, but were afraid to ask.Used cars can be cheaper than new ones, but they can also be riskier. How do you know you are getting a good used car?
A lot of people check consumer guides that tell you which cars are built with quality and last well. Guides also list which car parts are good and which tend to fail. If you've got a mechanic that you trust, take the car to that mechanic.Pay him or her to look it over and check all the major components. That's always money well spent.
How can you find a good mechanic?
In North America, mechanics have to get their Class A license. Getting the license requires about 9,000 hours of work as an apprentice, completion of college courses, and passing a written test. Having a license is one mark of a mechanic's ability.Dealerships often have factory-trained technicians. They tend to be well-trained, but they can also be pricey. You can also rely on word of mouth. If you've found a good mechanic, quite often you'll tell people.
Well, it's a great feeling when you're able to fix something simple on your car or scooter yourself.Maybe part of that good feeling comes from saving a little money. But for the more difficult jobs, it's great to know a capable and trustworthy mechanic. One way to find a good mechanic is by word of mouth. Talk about mechanics with your friends and neighbors, or go online to find out if there's a local mechanic shop that people are recommending. Tomorrow, we'll talk more about saving money, and have you ever wondered about the three different grades of gasoline? Do higher grade gasolines really make a difference? We'll discuss all of that tomorrow. Until then, friends, Studio Classroom wishes you a great day. Bye-bye, friends.